did as well.
Wow. Wow.
And he lived in central London, but then he moved to south east London in an area called Greenwich. So Greenwich is like north of the South Thames. Greenwich is north of the Thames River. So we didn't even live in the same area, but because we had mutual friends, we got to know each other that way. So we had mutual friends and we used to go out together on the weekends and just have dinner over at his place.
Wow.
Southeast London.
Wow. I have a question. Here in Tokyo, we have about 23 different area, I mean, borough in Tokyo City. How many borough or areas in London?
33.
Oh, I see. And which area is the central or middle of London?
Westminster Borough. Royal Borough of Westminster, yeah. Very, very expensive, very, very upscale, very, very, heavily trafficked. It's like the congestion zone. So obviously because it's central London, it is the place where everyone has to drive through and around. So it's very heavily congested. And the best part of that borough is an area that I like called Baker Street. Baker Street is just slightly north of the central hub.
And it's very,
the famous guy, Sherlock Holmes. He's a famous English character. He lived on Baker Street. The actual place, Baker Street, is very nice. It's very laid back. The architecture is very old fashioned. The people there are very, very nice. It's kind of Europeanized now, but it's still very, very English to a certain extent. And you can walk around and you get a real historical flavor of old London town, like from the 1920s. So I would definitely recommend Baker Street.
England is also the part of Europe, right?
Yeah, right? That's right.
How is it different from the continental Europe and England?
Well, currently, there's a lot of tension between British Parliament and the EU Parliament. The nation is trying to pull away from the centralization of the EU. The nation is trying to establish its own independence from the EU. But it's going to take about 5 years to do. However, we had regional votes over the weekend, just a few days ago. And the country has decided that they want to actually pull the referendum forward so that we can actually vote out of EU. Because, as you know, if you read the newspapers, the European Union is destabilizing the economies in Portugal, Spain, Greece. All these countries are basically just falling apart at the seams. And because of that, their economic policy is quite turbulent. Because they have this idea about inflation that just doesn't resonate with the UK economy. It doesn't make any sense for us in a fiscal point of view. And so basically what's happening is the UK, the British people of this country, want to pull out of Europe. But unfortunately there's some resistance within certain elements of the UK society that actually wants to keep close to Europe. So it's very tense at the moment. Youth unemployment is up. And more foreigners are coming in. And by foreigners, I mean migrant workers from Bulgaria, for example, from Eastern Europe. And they are basically taking all the lower level jobs, so to speak. Mm. And like kids between the ages of 16 and 25 can't really get any jobs. And people are like saying, well, why are all these immigrants coming over from Eastern Europe if these children that we are now looking after because they can't get any work, can't get a job to help them through education or whatever it is that they need money for. So it's very tense right now because the labor market is so it's really quite constricted. So we'll see what happens over the next 2 years, but it's going to take a while. I don't think anything drastic is going to happen like next week.